Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craigslist missed connections.
I hate to spoil the sexy intro, but I have a little update on that accident. Do you know more?
Is it a sexy update on that
No,
accident?
It's not a sexy update. Do you know it, though, Lance?
Some vehicles were trading paint. Westbound on 70.
Yeah, I know where the accident is, though. Anita called back.
Between Adelaide and West Florissant?
Just east of West Florissant.
Left side of the highway.
Two left lanes closed.
A lot of flashing lights.
At Cary Avenue?
At Cary Avenue.
I don't even know where. I've never even seen Cary Avenue.
It's just an overpass, not a big thing. Not many people know where Cary Avenue is. But it's in between Grand, Adelaide, and West Florissant.
It's all in that.
And you'll know when you get there.
You'll love it there, too. Hey, tennis mom. You were a young mom playing tennis with her son Saturday. You were wearing mostly black, and I had white shorts and a nice hat. It was a challenge of which I failed to not keep looking over at you. I was really taken aback, but pleasantly distracted after you arrived. We exchanged a mishit ball and some smiles in the process. As you left, you actually waved goodbye to me. Here's the long shot. I really need a doubles partner for an upcoming match. Wait for it. Plus, I think you're quite attractive, so message me back and we can play some tennis and then, you know, all caps, play.
Missed connections.
Glitter in your sheets.
In your what?
Sheets.
In your sheets. I know I left a lot of glitter around your place the other evening, but I hope you're never able to get the glitter out of your sheets. May it always make you think of me.
Probably not, because glitter never goes away.
Oh,
it's annoying.
Yeah.
And translation, you're never going to see that person again. They just want you to remember them.
Yeah, right.
Missed connections. You know, the big fashion trend, glitter boobs, glitter butts.
Yeah.
Maybe that person was one of those glitter people.
Yeah, it makes for a lot of glitter sheets.
Yeah, it does. Hospital worker. You work at a hospital, and you wear scrubs. Narrowing it down?
Right.
You look to be in your late 30s, of average weight with brown hair. I think you're good looking and seem very friendly. I did not notice a wedding ring when you gave me a sponge bath. But since you've seen me naked, don't you think it's time to return the favor?
Oh, man. Those poor nurses.
No kidding.
Man.
Part of my job, brah.
Missed connections.
Hello, Christine. I think of you often. How are you and yours? Would love to talk to you about that possible infection I might have given you.
Craigslist missed connections.
If someone on the street walks up and asks,
Y98 740 with the Courtney and Company morning show. Everyone's back together, and I did not, in fact, rupture my appendix in order to stay home and watch the royal wedding.
Like how guys get vasectomies during March Madness.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, that's not what happened. But, I mean, I did get to watch it uninterrupted. You know, had some room service. It was nice. It was staying in a hotel you can't check out of.
Was it everything you hoped for and more? Or was it kind of long and boring?
I was stuck in the hospital watching so much royal coverage up until the wedding. That was all that was on TV. I was kind of over it. But then Saturday morning I woke up and I love a wedding. And I don't think it disappointed at all.
Yeah, I didn't really. I only watched the comedy coverage, really, and then some replay stuff. If you want to catch it still, BBC America, they're just rerunning it nonstop.
Well, are they really?
Oh, and they try to be so dramatic. They came here as a young couple and they left as a married forever. It's like, all right. I watched Cord and Tish and it was not great. They had too much time with nothing going on.
You realized in their commentary, they couldn't actually go inside the church. They didn't have any of the footage of the vows or the Chicago preacher or any of that. They're like, oh, wait, they're coming outside and they kiss and, you know.
And then they showed the
procession.
Yes.
I wonder why they didn't have access that the other networks
did. I'm surprised. Everybody had access.
I think you have to pay money.
Or maybe they thought, we can't make fun of this part of it.
I don't know.
Maybe
the royal family did not give them permission because they didn't want them making fun of it.
Because it's a comedy show.
I get it.
I mean, it's funny or die microphones.
Right.
Did they mention Glenn Zimmerman?
And I'll tell you what else he always had. A smile.
Yeah. But I loved it. I watched the Today Show coverage and I think my absolute favorite moment was when she was walking down the aisle and then he took her veil and he pulled it back and he said, you look amazing. And then he bit his lip. Did you see that?
I didn't. Oh. What does that mean?
Take it easy over here, Jen. You just had surgery. You shouldn't be getting so worked up.
It was just really like a sweet, real moment.
Yeah, I saw that. They kept talking about that on the Today Show.
Yeah.
They love that. And I'm telling you what, they better hope I never get tingling because I'm stealing that little Charlotte.
Oh, I know.
She is the cutest
thing.
I mean, the way she was so excited.
Yeah.
You know when you're little and you get to be in a wedding?
You're pumped.
Yeah. Remember, Tim, when you were a flower girl?
I was a ring bearer and I got a Mickey Mouse watch as my gift. I remember it very well. And a few years later, it was like my mom's cousin or something. A few years later, they got divorced, and I thought I was going to have to give my
oh, no.
That's very funny. Now, what did you think of her dresses?
I loved both of them.
I think she looked great.
I do, too.
I think some people were complaining that her dress that she wore in the chapel was a little too plain.
I don't think it fit her as well as the second dress.
Oh, that's what Katy Perry said, too. I think that she picked something very simple because to her, it's about more than the dress. I think she cares about other things and she didn't want this like crazy over the top dress that people spent a lot of time talking about. Instead, she would rather have people talk about
the message of the wedding.
No. I don't know. Well, I mean, Buckingham Palace released something about
I get it, though.
Her profile about how she is like a proud woman and a feminist. And I don't really think I think she cares about what she wears, but it's not the end all be all. That wasn't the most important thing to her on her wedding day.
Right. And they also talked about the cost. And I know it was, you know, ridiculous, but they said most of the cost, it was like $65 million, but most of that cost was for security. It really wasn't for the wedding itself because they looked at Diana and Charles' wedding and even, you know, Kate and William's wedding, and they said those were a lot more, you know, even when you look at inflation and all this stuff. I mean, it's because she's more of a simple person and her, as you said, what she cares about isn't about, you know, that particular monetary moment. It's about other things.
I don't understand any of that.
I
don't understand why it's so much more expensive because she doesn't care about it.
Because it wasn't about the dress. It wasn't about the day. It wasn't about, I mean,
you're saying the other weddings were more expensive.
The other weddings were way more expensive.
Oh, I thought you said this one.
No, this was, even though you hear $65 million and think it's crazy, it was the money was spent on security.
Because they were like, listen, Harry's going to bite his lip and people are going to go crazy. We're going to need this place locked down.
It was a pretty amazing moment. But all the guests, you know, everybody talked about the 600 guests going to the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the commoners that got to go?
Yeah, that were invited.
Yeah.
Actually, someone in my neighborhood is from England, and one of her best friends was invited because of a charity that she works with.
Pretty cool.
They were the ones that were outside of the church, and actually, got to see the kiss. They invited a bunch of school kids and people involved in charities, and they were the first people outside the church as they stepped outside and did their first kiss as a married couple.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But those 600 people who were invited to the wedding were given gift bags. That's what you get at a wedding. And some of the things in there, gold-wrapped chocolate coin with the couple's initials, a water bottle.
Sounds like a golf goodie bag.
Right?
Yeah.
They get a package of Titleist. No, you never get Titleist. It's always like... a terrible golf ball.
I went to Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Turbo.
And all I got was
Nitro.
It looks like it's just a Windsor Castle plastic water bottle. They also got they had some shortbread, a magnet with the wedding date and the initials H and M.
Big Union Jack hats.
Yeah. Well, apparently somebody put their gift bag up on eBay. They're auctioning it off.
I don't blame them.
Oh, wow.
Do it.
What's it up to?
$2,800.
I can't even believe it.
You know it's George Clooney.
Yeah. So he's trying to make a buck, that George Clooney.
Right.
Poor guy.
He's like, and I'll throw in some tequila.
Lance Hildebrand, how are the roads?
They are not particularly good.
198, it's Courtney and Company at 7:58. Some gorgeous weather today. Yesterday was a little steamy. I got to complain a little bit. Last night was fine, but yeah, it was a little humid. But today we'll see a high of 85, and tomorrow pretty much the same. We might have some morning fog to deal with, but this is going to put you in a good mood. Postal Service announced new forever stamps. They're out in less than a month, and it's the first ever scratch and sniff stamps. I'm excited.
What took them so long?
I don't know. I mean, I had a
good point.
I collected scratch and sniff stickers
everything.
Back in the day.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
So these are popsicles, and they're going to have all different scents.
Oh, that's adorable. Mm-hmm.
Fruits, chocolate, root beer.
I think more people will buy them.
Don't you
it's
think?
It's kind of fun and different. Yeah. You know, even if you don't need them, but you want to get the popsicle scratch and sniff ones.
That's fun.
Are they doing a bomb pop one? Does that have a smell, the bomb pop one?
Yeah. I mean, like a popsicle.
There's one that sort of looks like a bomb pop, but it's purple, white, and pink, so it's not.
No, you got to do the red, white, and blue bomb pop.
I know.
Is scratch and sniff as popular as it used to be, or is it just more of a part of my life as a kid? Like, is
I
it
don't
still?
Think any kid would still love a scratch and sniff anything?
It's a big deal.
What about so much cool stuff now, though? Here's the only thing
stickers,
I worry about.
What kids don't like stickers still?
Right.
Oh, totally. And that leads me to the next thing is that when I buy these, I'm going to have to lock them up because if my 5-year-old sees scratch and sniff stickers.
Oh, stamps.
She's going to be like, look, Mom, I made a picture with all those popsicles.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
can scratch and sniff. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
that picture's worth $45.
Yeah, she's not interested in the flags or your stamps.
No, she doesn't understand the stamps aren't fun stickers.
Do you guys remember there was a night of TV? This is when I was a kid. It was like, I don't know if it was TGIF or something like that. But
Smell-O-Vision?
Yes.
Yes.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What network was that? And what shows?
Sounds
do you
like
remember?
ABC to me.
Total ABC move.
Didn't you have to buy something?
Yeah. At Target or something?
Yeah.
And then it would tell you what to scratch at that minute.
You'd
that
be
moment.
Watching the show. Something would come up on the... Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm in a pine closet or something. I'm thinking like Fresh Prince or something. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was some network. Yeah. It was a whole night of Smell-O-Vision. And I loved it.
Well, I also think that they could make a ton of money on the funny cards that we used to have with the gum inside. Like the the wacky packages.
Like, yeah. Not necessarily the Garbage Pail Kids.
No,
but that
wacky
type of
packages. Instead of like Crest gum, it was Crust. Or,
yes.
Do you remember that?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I do.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay. Well, they were funny. They would take like, they probably don't have the rights to do a knockoff of the different advertisers.
Well, why couldn't you?
I don't know. But Garbage Pail Kids, that was a big one too.
Yeah. I feel like everything old is new again. I heard that Choose Your Own Adventure, they're coming out with some new TV version of that. I love those Choose Your Own Adventure
books. I don't know anything about
those. Oh, I've seen those on like YouTube. There's a similar, there's a, Choose Your Own Adventure videos on YouTube.
You don't remember those? Those are awesome.
No. You would read a book and then it's like, what should you do? If you want to, if you want to swing past the quicksand, go to page 59. If you want to wait for someone, go to page 37. And then you like sneak a peek at page 57 and it's like, oh, you slipped off the vine and like sunk into the quicksand.
End of story.
And the end. And then you end up going to page 37 instead. I would always cheat even in the Choose Your Own Adventure.
You were competitive even in the
totally.
Book.
News and traffic and another code word coming up in 6 minutes. Baby,
lay on. Text that word to 72881 before the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000.
Yes!
Or enter it at entercomcontest.com. Again, the code word is focus. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. The 12K a day giveaway. From Y98.
Okay, so once again, if you miss your code word this hour for the 12K a day giveaway, it's... What is it?
Focus.
Gotcha. You made you do it. Texted to 72881 by the end of the hour.
I've realized a new thing about Kevin that I didn't know. He's not a great return texter.
I'm not. No, it's so funny you say that. I just saw your text from last night after I returned a text like 2 hours later. Here's the thing.
I texted you right after you returned that text,
I know,
too. What, did you, like, put your phone in a drawer?
I didn't get it.
In his defense, when you have to check with your wife before you write any single text, it takes slows things
Thank
down.
Thank you, Tim.
So what did you text him?
Oh, I just wanted to know about, like, Sarah. Is Sarah's last week of school, his wife? What about the kids? I don't know, just... I feel like I haven't seen Kevin in so long. I texted you a lot over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. I texted back.
Yes, you did. Tim, I texted last night.
I texted back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I texted back an hour later, and then I just saw your text this morning. I didn't get it. I swear. But no, I have, and I take nothing away from the great city of Grafton. We have terrible cell service. I mean, it's
I think you are taking something away from the city of Grafton.
Maybe you just don't have the right carrier for the city.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a better carrier.
I don't understand how any of that works because there's like all these towers. Like, why is it when you get near a tower, your service drops?
No, that's not how this works.
Maybe it's somebody else's tower.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. So when is this Sarah's last week of school?
Her last day is a half day on Monday. The kids last.
Half day on Monday when?
I'm sorry, Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh.
Today?
Yeah. No, next Tuesday.
Oh, why?
Yeah. She has to go back for a half day after the holidays.
Yes. Because of like a snow day or a day off.
Oh, come on.
That's brutal. Cut your spring break short by a day.
Yes.
We had to do that a couple years ago. Kirkwood had to come back after Memorial Day, and it was the only school around that had to go back Tuesday and Wednesday, and it was so brutal. Once the pools are open, trying to force those kids back to school was awful. Our last day is Wednesday.
Yes, Sid, my niece graduated 8th grade last week, so their last day was like last Tuesday, and then Thursday was their graduation. What about your kids?
Kids' last day is Friday, full day, but it's field day.
Oh, it's the best day of the year.
Yeah.
Field day today.
Oh, yeah.
I
loved
it.
Are you going to go by the field day?
No, it's already going on.
No parents. Are parents allowed to go to field day?
Yeah, they are, but I can't ever... go. I'm working.
What goes like tug of war, bobbing for apples?
Yeah, they had to bring a complete change of clothes. He wore a swimsuit to school today.
I remember hula hoop contest and softball throw. I won the softball throw 1 year. And then the orange drinks.
Oh, you're right.
And the cartons.
Three-legged races.
First kiss in the woods.
That's not one of the competitions.
You got tricked, I think.
No, I did not.
Your next event. Oh, wait. Okay, so tell us the story.
Yeah.
It was 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, it wasn't 7th grade. It was 6th grade.
Oh.
And?
Yes, it was Peggy Boobin.
Peggy.
Ow.
Oh, my.
Hey.
Wait, no. Just keep. No, don't get that button ready.
Oh, my God.
All the other kids were doing it. And it was my
And what
turn.
did you
doing what?
Peggy Boobin?
Stop. Do we want kissing or kissing Peggy Boobin?
Peggy's still live in the area?
Peggy lives in Hannibal.
Oh, okay. She can't hear us. Yeah. Poor, just an unfortunate last name. Yeah. Especially if she developed early.
Oh, well, yeah.
Peggy's Boobin.
Yeah. It was Dr. Boobin's daughter.
Okay. Oh, so they were fancy Boobins. Yes. All right. So there was a break in the action?
Yeah, there was a wooded area near we would go to a park for our last day of school for our field day. Mm-hmm. And they would have the great games. I remember playing handball as one of the games. But they had the relay race.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know, because as a kid, you're like, why are we playing?
It's like an older person game.
All right, back to Boobin.
Yeah.
So it was like I don't think it was a dare or something, but everybody kind of had their little girlfriends at the time. And I was fortunate enough to have...
You had Peggy Boobin in the back pocket.
And it was my time in the woods.
Well, what? So does Peggy know this is happening?
Yes.
And what? So you go down to the woods?
You go down to the woods in the little area there, and then they have, like, you know, all your friends are around you watching you, you know.
What?
Yeah.
What? It was like, this is all a lot of pressure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I kissed her, and the rest is history.
Little
she
did he
broke
know.
Up with you?
Immediately.
Oh.
He had his time in the woods. Little did he know that would be his only time in the woods. It was all downhill after Boobin. Yeah.
It's the last time you touched a boob.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was maybe, I don't know. You can take the rest of the week off. That
I had a
fantastic
story that I was asking all those questions for, but none of it compares to Peggy Boobin's story of 2018.
You've been holding back.
You know, it doesn't come up often.
It should have before now. Oh, the news is coming in just a minute, and then Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
And it's that time.
The cattle on the loose again.
Really?
Yeah. Cattle on the loose. There's some cattle on the loose again. Some cattle on the loose.
I just like singing that. Highway E east of 61.
But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad at love. Ooh, ooh. Oh, you know I'm bad at love. Ooh, ooh. I'm bad at love. Ooh, ooh. I know that you're afraid I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel and face. It's time to feel and face. I know that you're afraid I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel and face. You know I'm bad at love. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad.
Okay, this is a small world moment, Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, Peggy Boobin, daughter of Dr. Boobin. My brother-in-law is a physician in Hannibal, and Dr. Boobin was his partner for many years in the practice there. And I agree. I always thought that was a pretty unusual name.
So you know the Boobins.
You know the Boobins.
Yeah, well, I met him. I don't know him real well.
Were you ever in the woods with Peggy? Or?
No.
Do you know what ever happened to Peggy? Did she get married?
What happened to old Peggy?
No, I don't know, but I intend to find out. I should be talking to my brother-in-law within the next few days. I'm going to find out. No,
please let us know.
Let us know.
Kevin still thinks about her, clearly.
I did see her several years back. She was unattached, as was I at the time, but there was no woods.
That was You've been married to, wait, you've been married to Sarah for like 18 years. It was more than several years ago.
Oh, okay, it was several years ago.
Several.
Yes.
Okay, let us know what you hear about old Peg.
Will do, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Entertainment Schmig coming up in just a minute. I don't know that the romance between Kevin and Peggy will ever be overpowered, but we're going to talk a little Harry and Meghan. Entertainment Schmig coming up in the next 6 minutes. The dance-off, the beer pong, the cocktails, and the festival-themed food that Courtney would never eat. Sorry, you'd have to pass on the reception. I'll tell you why in a few minutes on 198.
I wish somebody would have told me that someday these will be the good old days. All the love you forget and all these reckless nights you regret.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. Okay, I will only be handling part of Entertainment Schmig because Tim will be reading celebrity birthdays with the loser this week eating a foot sandwich made by Tim's feet, hence foot sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get to it. Hailee Steinfeld and Niall Horan in a relationship.
Wow, I like it.
I'm okay with it.
I like it. I'm a fan.
You're a fan of both?
I like Hailee Steinfeld a lot. I think her songs are good. She seems really cool. And Niall, you know, if I got to pick a One Directioner, would I like to see her with Harry Styles? Of course I would. We all would.
Right. Nope. Niall.
But I'll settle for Niall.
But what is her uncle, Body by Jake, think about?
Is that true?
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
What?
I will say this. I think post 1D, everybody thought that Harry Styles was going to be the Justin Timberlake. You know, NSYNC, he became the big guy. But I think Niall is the biggest star so far.
The race is still being run.
Zayn, he's had a fine career too.
No. Yeah. He's a little
difficult. Oh, no, you're right. Zayn's fine. The one who's not the one. Yeah, that used to be in 1D. I don't care for that. Liam.
Oh, you're not a Liam fan?
No.
Avril Lavigne has moved on from Chad Kroeger.
She likes
Nickelback.
Men with money.
Yeah. She's dating the son of a Texas billionaire.
Because Chad Kroeger has a
dumb amount
of money.
Yeah. So much money, he built a hockey rink in the basement of his...
And she was married to the lead singer of Sum 41, too.
Yeah, Derek Whibley.
All these Canadian dudes. She's trying to Texan.
Okay, a little bit more on the royal wedding. Apparently, the reception that night was pretty fun. James Corden hosted the reception. I guess when you're the royal family, that's a thing. But he put together this royal dance-off between Prince Charles, William, and Harry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, their first dance was not a slow one. It was Whitney Houston's... Oh, yeah.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
They know how to party in Sussex. I've said that I don't know how many times.
They also played beer pong, and apparently Serena Williams took it very seriously. They had festival-themed food.
You said I wouldn't like this.
They called it burger nibbles.
Oh. Don't call it that. At least it was nibbles and not nibblers. Both terrible.
They served pork belly as well. Some gin cocktails, because apparently Charles and Camilla are big fans of the gin.
Oh, man.
But they had another themed cocktail called When Harry Met Meghan, and it featured rum and ginger ale.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I like it.
They had a DJ, and Idris Elba took a little turn DJing during the party.
Hmm. Yeah. Love it.
Taylor Swift wrapped up her Rose Bowl performances over the weekend. Selena Gomez and Troye Sivan making little cameos during the show. But there were a lot of people backstage.
Yeah, there's a weird picture of a weird group.
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
Amber Rose, who's Kanye's ex, and Julia Roberts and Taylor Swift all together in a selfie.
I could see it.
Julia Roberts looks like, I don't know why I'm doing this.
You know, I'm here for my kids, you think?
I'm America's sweetheart. I got better things to do.
And speaking of Taylor, okay. Do you want me to spoil this for people who haven't seen Deadpool yet? Do you think I should do this about the cameos?
Oh, I don't think
I don't
should.
Know if you should.
Yeah,
I
read one and I was like, oh, man.
I think that's kind of the exciting part of watching a movie. Like, ooh.
Okay.
Sorry.
I won't tell you that Taylor's cats are in it. And somebody else is in it.
I saw the movie and I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on a shirt.
Yeah, I figured that wouldn't be a big thing. But there's another celebrity who's in it for a quick second and is in it because his kids loved the first one.
Oh, yeah.
You know which one it is?
Yeah, but don't. Let's not.
Okay.
That's a fun moment.
Okay.
If you care about your Miss USA, it's Miss Nebraska, Sarah Rose Summers. No, don't applaud.
Wow.
And Netflix. Apparently, he got a little taste of Netflix appearing on David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Barack and Michelle Obama creating content for Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah. And the next My Next Guest Needs No Introduction for Dave is Howard Stern. He talks on the show about how Donald Trump was always a great guest on his show back in the day because he talked about what was on his mind. And a lot of the time it was about women. And Howard said that President Trump thinks Angelina Jolie is a 7, but his daughter Ivanka is a 10. That's all I'm going to say. I just talked about Deadpool, and let's talk about Spider-Man. Because in talks to join the next Spider-Man movie as the villain Mysterio, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh.
Where's Gyllenhaal been in all these superhero movies?
Yeah, where's he been? He hasn't done a lot.
He did that one movie where he had to be really buff. He was like some Roman soldier.
And nobody went and saw it.
Prince of Persia. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it.
You did?
You're a big movie guy.
I know. I'm not a big Gyllenhaal guy, though.
Jen used to have quite a thing for Jake.
Really?
I did.
Not, I don't think he's that great. I hear bad stories about him, too.
Yeah, I don't.
He's one of those guys that's been famous for a long time, so he's not as cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's too privileged.
Yeah.
He didn't become a person.
He's not been in that many, like, great things.
No.
No. I think I got tired of going to see all his bad movies.
Yeah.
I don't love him anymore.
Not great.
Michael Keaton's coming back as the Vulture.
Cool. Yes. I'm a Keaton guy.
And another movie, Charlize Theron will play Megyn Kelly in the movie about the sexual misconduct allegations against Megyn Kelly's former boss, Roger Ailes.
Megyn Kelly's like, yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Man.
I like that casting.
And St. Louis and Kim Raver promoted to series regular on Grey's Anatomy. There you go. Cool. That's Entertainment Schmig. Now it is time for celebrity birthdays as read by Tim. So Tim's going to have to keep score.
Yeah. We're going to do 4, okay?
Okay.
Nobody looking over here.
I'm ready.
One of the original supermodels, one of my favorites, Naomi Campbell.
She's nasty.
Why is she nasty?
She threw a cell phone at one of her assistants.
Yeah. Oh, right.
She was charged with assault.
Okay, I got mine.
I think she went to jail.
We all have bad days.
All right. We all
locked in?
Locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Courtney?
50.
Jen.
52.
Kevin.
52.
Lance.
49.
Lance gets the closest. Naomi Campbell, 48 years old.
Okay.
Ouch.
That hurts.
Yep.
Hurts a lot.
It's
up next, he's a real...
Wait till you get 13 away, like I did.
Yeah, you guys all did all right. Up next, he's a real brooder. Morrissey.
Oh, man. He's a weird one. This one could really mess me up.
Yep, that's why I chose it. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Everybody locked in? Lance, you locked?
Nope, I'm not locked in. Hold on.
Just shut your mouth.
Make it a little easier to read.
You need to shut your mouth because I'm trying to add.
I'm trying to give you the... You're trying to add? Why?
I'm human.
Come on.
I need to add.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
Lance.
I say he's 60.
I said 62 as well, I mean.
I said 55.
I said 59.
Morrissey is 59. Your math paid off. I don't understand how that works.
I don't understand the math either.
Did I tell you that I cried?
Because he was 25 in 1984, Courtney.
How did you know?
Because I figured when all those great albums
came out,
he was
25. I don't care anymore. Go.
Okay. He's a very famous Winter Olympian. Apollo Ono. I know. It's a tricky one.
I'm just going to... Apollo
Oh,
he's
no.
a speed skater.
This is the drum
How
part.
Lots of Subway commercials. Are we locked?
Yeah.
Locked.
Nah, I think I'm going here. I'm going with my first.
Kevin.
34.
Lance.
38.
Jen.
33.
Courtney.
36.
Courtney gets it.
Yeah!
Apollo Ohno, 36 years old.
Okay.
And finally, she's an actress known for Once Upon a Time. She was in Ray. She was in Big Love. Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer with a G.
With a G and an I, two A's, an I, an F, an E, and an R. Goodwin. How old is Jennifer Goodwin?
I'm locked.
Locked.
Just shut
you I'm locked.
No idea. I'm going to be so off. Yeah,
okay,
on this
Kevin. Yes. Courtney.
34.
Jen.
42.
Kevin.
40.
Lance.
I said 43.
Kevin gets it. Jennifer Goodwin is 40 Woo! Years old.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a lot of points for me.
What did he write?
We're going to do some math and see who's closest to eating
but
that.
But I did pretty foot I did well on the other one.
I did not.
Oh, foot sandwich.
I'm going to crunch some numbers here. We'll get right back to you as a loser.
Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And that look is sponsored by Casper Sleep on the Lucas and Hunt ramp to
198-901 with Courtney and company. We're just getting started because we have another code word for you in the 12K a day giveaway. That is less than 10 minutes away. And before 10 o'clock, we will give you another crack at those Cards Pirates tickets. June 1st, it's the kickoff to summer at Busch Stadium. The whole weekend, they're just doing tons of cool promotions, including an embroidered Cardinals jersey on Saturday. So just listen, and we'll tell you to be caller 18 a little bit later on.
All right, just a few minutes ago, we had round one, and you guys guessing celebrity birthdays, and the loser, we're going to add up all the scores, and the loser Friday has to eat a sandwich that I make with my feet.
Ham salad?
Huh?
Oh.
A ham salad sandwich would be,
oh,
you know, very
gross.
Spready.
Oh. Yeah, it wouldn't be.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we should come up with what is it going to... Does anyone have ideas for what type of sandwich it should be?
Well, we got to make sure the bread's... Oh, yeah.
I can bring gluten-free bread.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because
we'll
if I'm having a foot sandwich, I want the bread to at least be decent.
Okay. If you guys want, you can all bring your own ingredients, but I'll bring default stuff and we'll go from there.
I'll BYO bread.
Here we go. All right. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty close. Currently in the lead. So the least likely as of right now to have to eat a foot sandwich is our own Lance Hildebrand. 7 points.
Nice.
It's pretty good. Tied for second with 9 points, Courtney and Jen.
I thought I only had 8.
Yeah.
We counted again. You have 9.
I crunched some numbers. And then that means, Kevin, sorry, buddy, you're in last place. But 10, so you're right in there. Basically, okay. it's anybody's foot sandwich at this point.
Oh!
Lance is in the lead. Kevin's bringing up the rear.
Yeah, but that one day,
yeah,
and I think it was the last day, I got like 8 or 9 points on one. Maybe even more than that.
Yeah,
yeah. Like Courtney, Jennifer Goodwin, gotcha.
Yeah,
you were 6 off there. You were great on the other one, so...
Man.
Anyway, that's where we stand right now. We'll see you tomorrow.
Friday morning.
Friday morning's when it happens. We'll have more celebrity birthdays tomorrow.
From Y98.
That code word again if you want to win some cash. Alien. Text alien to 72881. That's A-L-I-E-N. Alien. Win some money.
All right. I have a brand new segment I'm introducing that we can do several times a week. Intoxicated people in the news.
Ooh. Oh, I love it.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Instead of just like stupid criminals.
I think I just heard our ratings go up.
I think the name really sells
yes,
it.
Yes, I agree.
Intoxicated people in the news. I'm just spending the night. A guy in Florida, and they're both Florida. There's Florida ties to two of them, too. Nice. A guy in Florida was arrested on Sunday. He climbed a piece of playground equipment, and then he told a bunch of kids where babies come from.
Whoa!
What?
You can't do that.
Intoxicated people in the news, story number two. Couple in Florida, drinking. 50-year-old guy, 32-year-old woman. They went to the Walmart in Largo, Florida.
As you do.
And when they were there, they stole one of the motorized shopping carts.
They don't go very fast, though.
They don't, but they managed to ride it all the way to a bar. And if you plug in where the Walmart is to the bar that they found the motorized cart, it is 0.7 miles away. So
wow.
It's about a 12-minute walk.
Yeah.
So they stole it just to avoid walking to 12 minutes. They found the cart at the bar. They were arrested.
Wow.
And then...
I wonder if they get a DUI for that.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard of people that got DUIs on golf lawnmowers. Carts?
Really?
Golf carts, bicycles. Yes.
On a bike?
On a bike. I actually know somebody. You might meet her at Courtney and Company night. June 12th, by the way. Tickets on sale now. 198.com/Cardinals. And then a guy was on a flight, a Frontiers Airlines flight from Denver to Charleston, South Carolina, pounding double vodka and tonics. He started making the women sitting near him uncomfortable by telling them he was, quote, physically excited. He touched one of their legs. The flight attendants moved him to an empty row in the back of the plane, and that's where
he said,
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh no.
And started peeing on the seat in front of him.
Oof. Oh,
there's a woman that was that took an incredible action shot.
Good for her.
The flight landed. He was escorted off the plane by police. He's facing federal charges for indecent exposure, interfering with flight crew members. And
does she really need to take an action shot? Oh. I mean, if this guy hasn't hit rock bottom,
I don't know. I feel like he needs to hit more rock bottom.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Yes. And that's where that passenger posted on passenger shaming. You know, that website that has great photos of people. You can follow them on Instagram too. So that's the first edition of Intoxicated People News.
Grab your family, friends, and coworkers.
Congratulations to Scott Schaus of Granite City, Illinois. He was very happy on the phone that he won a pair of tickets to next Friday's Cardinals-Pirates game. It's their kickoff to summer weekend. They have a bunch of great promotional giveaways, but in particular, Friday night's game, which we're giving you tickets away. What night? What is that promotional
giveaway? Scott, if you are one of the first 30,000 there, you get a Yachty tumbler. I've seen this thing. It's pretty cool.
All right. And then Saturday is the embroidered Cardinals jersey. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And then Sunday, Chris Carpenter bobblehead.
Oh, that's a good one. And then, you know, they're kicking out the summer. We are too. We're your first sip of summer that weekend. So after you go to the Cards games, come downtown to Keener Plaza for Uncorked. We've got amazing acts Friday and Saturday. Friday, I think we kick things off around 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got music by Matt Nathanson and the Plain White Tees. And then Saturday, we kick things off in the afternoon again. And our headliner, besides local artists that are great, Matt Carney, will be taking the stage.
Yeah, and so much fun.
And there's great opportunities for you to get up close and have drinks and food. You can get all the information online, y98.com.
Okay, new study about which bra size makes you the happiest. Not guys, women.
Science.
I know which
Kevin,
size.
What's your size?
It's a B cup. It used to be a C. I'm working on it.
All right, let me hear this because I'm going to disagree.
Yeah, I would disagree with it too.
I would say a small C. I would even say a B. I would be happiest with a B.
Okay, very interesting. C, number one, 39% of women love it. And then D and double D.
No.
Whoa, really?
They're not runners, these people.
They're just not. They don't even need a bra, really, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Because if they're real, they ain't fun. Knee shooters, we call them.
A and double A come in third. E is fourth. And B's behind E.
Well, B doesn't know what they... B thinks they would like to be more, but they don't know.
They
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, kind of.
Yes. Like Jen. Jen's been a higher size and then no size.
Yeah, I'm not even...
What life did you like better?
I like the life I have now.
Yes.
They say women with more extreme sizes were more likely to say that their size influenced their personality.
What, do they shimmy a lot?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Their personality.
Well, don't you think? I mean...
Well, yeah,
the larger you are, the more it is a part of your personality because it has to do with everything.
With,
especially larger, like with what you wear and...
Well, I think your size period, like your overall size, affects your personality. I would.
Yeah, so, I think so.
You can ask questions.
So I'm just wondering what size Peggy Boobin's is.
Music you hear on Y98 is delivered to you. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.